The Bloomington Commission on Sustainability is organizing to provide feedback on the city's proposed transportation plan. In the commission's March 12th meeting, member Cynthia Bretheim said the plan needs substantial reworking.
There's so much that's not working with the transportation plan, and the grids and some of the suggestions that they've made don't fit what the city's layout is. So it would be really hard to implement them or to okay it.
Bretheim observed that in some instances, the city would have to tear down houses to accommodate proposed streets. She also took issue with some of the data used in the plan, including traffic counts and activity rates.
The adult physical activity rates from the census tract, but it looked like it was from the 60s when real estate agents were still redlining anything on the west side. It lists the whole west side as obese, inactive, and the whole east side as active and everybody's healthy. And I'm sorry, but that's where we came from not very long ago. We had a real prejudice against the west side, and I think that chart is not footnoted. We don't know where it came from. We don't know what year it's from. And it either needs to be removed or give credible footnotes. I want to see the proof that that exists, and otherwise remove it entirely.
Commission member Aaron Hatch said some aspects of the proposed transportation plan conflict with the city's conservation ethos.
One of the things is some of the proposed road expansions contradict the Environmental Commission's Bloomington Habitat Connectivities report, because they're proposed in some of their highlighted environmentally sensitive areas. So it'd be potentially inserting roadways into right now relatively undisturbed, undeveloped, and environmentally sensitive green spaces.
Hatch and Commission member Pam Weaver discussed differences between the proposed transportation plan and transportation elements in the city's comprehensive master plan.
I feel like they should actually expand a little bit of the discussion on, forget the word that they use, but basically like Uber and Lyft, and how do you incorporate that into this sort of plan? Because they made a direct note saying these programs might lead to increased vehicle miles traveled and potential emissions, which is in direct contradiction to like some of the things in the CMP saying they want to reduce vehicle miles traveled and emissions. And so how do you use this sort of plan to kind of balance out the need for increased accessibility to a reliable transportation while still meeting the CMP's goals?
Yeah, because they flat out said that there had been a reduction in the use of public transit, likely connected to increased use of things like Uber, which is counter to climate preservation.
The Bloomington City Council has set a March 20th deadline for the public to propose amendments to the transportation plan. Bretheim said not enough time has been given to review the 167-page plan and proposed changes. Interested commission members may form a subcommittee to review targeted items within the plan. Hatch said comments from the Sustainability Commission could carry more weight than those from an individual resident. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.